I just started seeing this woman I would eventually marry, and we're laying around, and all of a sudden my heart just started going ape shit. I lean over to my girlfriend at the time. She put her hand on my chest. She goes, "Why does it sheet?" Like, fuck, we gotta go to the hospital. So we call a cab, because there's no, like, what's the rush? It's only your fucking heart, right? Cab comes 20 minutes later. So I show up there. It's October 28th, and everybody's decided, you know, tonight's the night we're going to dress up. So there's like a clown, like a Raggedy Andy. He's in the front desk. I throw my wallet on the counter, put her hand on my chest. She loses her shit. Hits the panic button. People come in, wheel me back in there. They hook me up to the EKG. They leave the sound on and they put the thing up, like, where I can see it. Doesn't look like normal heartbeat. It just looks like a Richter 7 earthquake. All the way across it. What they should have done was hit me with the paddles.
Clear! Clear!
In the movies, you'll see somebody get hit with the paddles and they get up. They're like, oh yeah. It's not like that at all. It makes every muscle in your body constrict. You explosively shit yourself and vomit, you know, just blah. And I'm laying there and I'm waiting for everything to become better. And the number says 325 beats per minute. Oh man, that doesn't look good at all. And then it just goes. And I blink. And I'm in the junior high classroom. The walls are painted government peach. I'm in one of those wraparound desks. Doesn't fit me very well because I'm adult size in a junior high classroom. And the person who's the intern in the hospital is standing in the front of the room banging on a chalkboard. It's got all this geometric crap written on it. I can't read it, but I'm writing it down, and it seems very important. She's not saying anything. She's just banging on this thing. You gotta remember this. And I blink, and I'm laying in bed, and the resident, she's straddling me, and she's doing CPR. I have a tube jammed down my throat. It's inflating my lungs with a balloon. And she is like jumping off of the table, hammering my chest. And I'm feeling like ribs separate and crack. And he's getting the shit beat out of me. I blink again and I'm back in the classroom. This time, for some reason, there was a crow with a graduation cap sitting on the blackboard. Right? Like, what the fuck is that? Maybe because of the movie The Crow, like I was gonna come back and fight crime in Detroit. I don't know. So I blink again, and I'm back on the table, and I hear them like power up to power, and then clear, bam, and it's just fuzz. The next thing I remember, I open my eyes, and I'm looking up at a white ceiling with a bright light on my face. And I hurt like a motherfucker. I'm like, I hope I'm not dead, because it's supposed to feel better than this. The nurse comes up, she gives me a sip of water, and she's like, oh, you know, welcome back. And I just started weeping. And I'm just laying there in bed, and I got a few minutes to think about shit. I'm gonna try to live like a normal life. Before this point, I just did all kinds of crazy shit. I broke into a house once to make myself a sandwich, just for the fuck of it, you know? And I just like, you know, that's stupid. I'm gonna stop doing that. I'm gonna get an adult job. I'm gonna work in a cubicle. I'm gonna buy a house. Maybe get married. I'm gonna turn over an entirely new leaf. And the person that did all the crimes and all the crazy shit died in that emergency room. That person's gone. You know, I bought a house, I got married, we had a dog. You know, I had a good job, very stable. And from the outside looking in, it looks like a really, like, awesome situation. That's what most people want. Hang out with friends on the weekends and, you know, have dinner parties and shit. And, you know, to be honest with you, I've never been more miserable. I'm so bored. I could see the future. And it was just me doing that till I maybe retired. I don't do well with like an orderly existence. I thrive better in chaos. I relinquished ownership of the house, got a divorce, live in a studio apartment now, and never been happier. I mean, it might suck worse, who knows, it might be shittier. I'm just glad that I'm not entirely sure what will happen next.